and another listener getting in touch with us on the programme this morning on the rental issue. As a landlord, I would never put a property that I had up for rent on Daft or similar online sites. Many others are in the same boat. I use a local auctioneer to get recommendations from other tenants that I have. Listener believes you would be flooded with applications if you were trying to rent any other way. Therefore, I feel this is the way to go. But I suppose you're saying, look, you need to know your tenants or someone to vet your tenants. That's no guarantee of getting good tenants. And again, like our listener said yesterday when we were discussing this about short-term rental versus long-term rental, one of our listeners said, look, there are bad tenants out there, a minority, who create problems for everybody else, and there are bad landlords out there, a minority, who create problems for everyone else. But the wider problem is the ever-increasing amount that people are having to pay to rent long-term, particularly outside of Dublin. The latest figures from Daft.ie are showing that market rents in the second quarter of 2023 rose by an average of 2.4% compared to the first 3 months of the year, although it's a different picture in Dublin. Compared to a year ago, rents in the open market are now 10.7% higher, with the average rent nationwide in the second quarter just under €1,800 per month. That's a €400 just over increase in the last 3 years. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Ronan Lyons, economist at Trinity College Dublin, author of the Daft.ie report. Ronan, good morning to you, and thanks for taking time to talk to us in the programme. Can you give us information on what's happening in Kerry, I suppose, first of all, from your latest report?
Yeah, sure. The picture in Kerry is largely similar to the national average that you painted there. So compared to a year ago, rents in Kerry, these are open market rents, as you mentioned, are about 11.5% higher. Now, there are signs that within the last, say, 6 months, things are getting worse rather than better. So the second half of 2022, there was increases of 1% or 2% quarter on quarter. In the first few months of first half rather of 2023, we've seen rents in Kerry go up by about 8%. So that's a big increase in a 6 month period. And it's as you talked about there, and indeed as that landlord was saying in the text, things are so tight in the market now. If you go online, you advertise, you get a lot of interest.
Yeah.
There are so many more people interested in renting a place than there are places to rent, and that's the fundamental problem here, is that we don't have enough homes, including rental homes, for the country that we are now in terms of households and people.
And the government are trying to address this in a number of different ways, or have been for the last number of years. What we're seeing, though, on the ground, as you mentioned, with those recent figures for Kerry, at the moment, it's going in the wrong direction, unfortunately.
Yeah, if you think about the housing system, there's three bits to it. There's the owner-occupied bit, there's the social housing bit, and then there's the market rental bit. The government has been very active in home ownership supports, and more recently has been very active in increasing the funding for social housing, broadly defined, including these new kind of cost rental schemes.
Yeah.
It's blown hot and cold on the rental side, though, and as much as we might imagine we can have a country where everyone owns their own home or else is in social housing, we are going to need a private rental sector as well, and it hasn't really been a priority for policymakers. They did introduce a scheme in 2018 to encourage new rental homes to get built, but they scrapped it then a couple of years ago because they didn't think it had worked. Ironically, what we're seeing in Dublin now are the fruits of those 3 years of planning applications. It did actually encourage probably about 20,000-25,000 new rental homes to get built in Dublin. They're coming on stream, and they may even be the reason why we're not seeing significant.
It's pretty static in Dublin. It hasn't increased compared to the rest of the country because those houses are now coming online for rental.
I was going to say exactly, yeah. So it's a Dublin-only trend. Outside Dublin, we're still seeing extreme shortages and no improvement, and therefore big increases in rent. So I think the question for government is, you know, okay, absolutely prioritise home ownership and make sure the money is there for social housing. But in terms of what a healthy rental sector looks like in 5 or 10 years' time, we will need people to be landlords in Tralee and Killarney in the same way they are in wherever, in Drumcondra or Ranelagh.
Yeah.
And if there's European pension funds willing to invest in Dublin and maybe in Cork and Galway cities, that's fine. But how are we going to make sure we have the rental homes we need elsewhere in the country?
Well, there's two different ways you can do that. Number one is to build those houses. Number two is to, and this is where the government have been trying to go down the road of regulation and prohibitions, encourage people or entice people, particularly in tourism heavy counties like Kerry, to get out of short term renting and back into long term renting. Did the government, given the way rents have gone in the last year, while all this is being talked about and regulation is attempted to be brought in on the short term let side of it, did the government miss a trick by going down this road of prohibitions and planning changes instead of incentivising, in last year's budget, tax rebates for landlords who choose to go long-term rental?
So certainly there's an issue, and of course in Kerry there's going to be it more than in some other counties. You're going to have this short-term versus long-term rental. But the other thing, of course, is that Kerry, more than other counties, relies on tourism to generate income that sustains it throughout the year. So we need to strike a balance, and I think the reason so many what you might call regular homes are in the short-term lettings space is because of it's the same problem in a different setting. We don't have enough tourist accommodation. So as a country, we are short all kinds of living space from the overnight or the I'm going to say city break, but you know what I mean, short-term breaks, all the way through to long-term accommodation that people buy or live in for decades. We need everything rather than either or. And while certainly there are homes that could be brought back into the long-term rental sector, I'd be worried that people might miss take that for problem solved. You can get homes, you might be able to get a few hundred homes back from the short term into the long term, but then what about the new homes you need? The country probably needs about 60,000 homes a year, every year for decades, and we're talking about moving a few thousand from one to the other.
Yeah, and at the moment, Ronan, in terms of building, and we're seeing it in towns all over Kerry, there are a number of different issues as to why this is happening, but there are social houses being built, there are more coming on stream, the government are putting huge money behind that, they're encouraging people to build their own homes through different schemes. There are no, shall I call them, middle of the road starter home, three bedroom semi-D housing estates being built for younger people who are working, who want to live in their own area and work in their own area. It's down to cost of logistics, cost of land, perhaps maybe the cost of building now is very high, but at the moment they're just not being built, and that would fulfill some of that pressure that's needed, homes for rent and homes for people to move into.
You've put your finger on the key issue there, which is the cost of building. Even if you get your site free and you want to put a home on it, and of course things become a bit more complicated in some ways when you're in the towns because you've got the existing fabric of the town to work with, as opposed to an empty site where you've slightly freer rein, even though the utilities would be more expensive. The cost of building in this country is out of line with our own incomes. This is actually the real shadow of the Celtic Tiger. During the early 2000s, the cost of building went up because of all the tax reliefs that were there, kind of supercharged the construction sector. Costs went up early 2000s and never really came back down again. And if you compare Dublin or Cork now to the cost of building in Amsterdam or Copenhagen or Barcelona, it's generally much more expensive to build in Ireland. The only place in Europe that's more expensive to build, the only small country in Europe that's more expensive than Ireland is Switzerland, in which to build an apartment or a home. And I think that's the tough bit from a policymaker's point of view. It's going to take them years to get at that. That's really where the solution lies if we want to get homes built around the country where people want to live.
Yeah, certainly is. Ronan, listen, we're going to leave it there.